Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I learned as I follow God, never underestimate what the Holy Spirit can do. He has a way of doing things that just, it's far beyond impressive. It's way beyond what a man could think of or come up with. John said one time, we don't need a man to teach us. The anointing will teach us. And that is true. I saw a church flyer one time, and it said that it stopped short of the scripture where it said we don't need a man to teach us. And I think a lot of times people misunderstand that. The anointing will teach us. And we see, Zechariah said it this way. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. That was revealed in the book of Zechariah. The angel was teaching Zechariah about the vision that he saw concerning the two olive trees and the lampstands. It's not by, and the angel, and he was asked, do you not know what this means? As if he should have known. But it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Now, with that said, with that in mind, I understand fully that we live by the teaching from the revelation knowledge of God. Men can interpret things all kind of ways. You don't need that. You need what God is trying, the point that God is getting over to us. That's what we live by. That's where our faith comes from. The revelation, the revealed knowledge of God. Revelation knowledge. This comes from a relationship, having love, devotion, so much love, devotion that you seek after God to know Him. And when anybody wants to know the truth, they attract the Holy Spirit to teach them. And when people live in a condition where they want to know the truth, the Lord will raise somebody up that will follow His anointing and send them all the way over in their corner and train them. God is looking for people He can bless. You know, a long time ago I sinned and I felt bad about it. I asked the Lord to forgive me. And He said, I'm looking for people I can bless. Now, and I'll never forget that. He's looking for people He can bless. He can show Himself strong through. The revelation knowledge of God reveals to us the heart of God. And when that happens, that's what we need. We can learn perfectly, and we won't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine and every persuasion of people that want to be important. We don't need men to teach us. We need the anointing. Now, when I first read that, I thought of it more personally, like the anointing on me. That's how I processed it for years. I said, well, I thought about it one day. I said, that wouldn't really fit. It's the anointing on His people. Men carry the anointing of God. God anoint men to do His will. So you can't learn from the anointing unless men are involved. But you don't need what I know. You need what God has revealed to me or through me. I can't do these things of myself, and nobody can. And nobody should expect people to. People group it all together, like King Balak. King Balak thought he could get, he was impressed with the prophet Balaam. He thought whatever Balaam say would work. Or he acted like he thought that whatever Balaam say, God would just do it. And it doesn't work that way. It's what God reveals. And that's what God sticks with, and that's what God does. That's what the enemy can't handle. But people are impressed with the person. But it never was the person, it was his faith in God, and the anointing worked in his life. See, we can get so much further along if we just start looking for God to train us by the anointing and by the Holy Spirit, who orchestrates the anointing, who delivers the anointing. who sends the anointing, who manages the anointing, who watches over the anointing to, as we grow in the Lord and we become more compliant, then the anointing can grow. God can trust us with more anointing. And it's hard to get over to people what the anointing can really do. People are stuck in on what God can do through me, or what I can do for God. Or they want God to raise up people. People are asking God to raise up people to do a great revival, when all they need to do is yield to the Lord, and the Lord will use them to perform His revival. If we yield ourselves to the Lord like we need to, then the Lord can pour His anointing on us, and the anointing will attract people that want to be taught. If we're the kind of people that obey whatever God say do, then we won't miss out. Henry Grover didn't miss out. He stopped people from committing suicide. And his devotion is so uncommon now. I hope it's not uncommon. I hope there are people who yield to the Lord and listen. Because C.A. Ross said he's gotten reports of people who listen to the prophets that come on the show. They just continually watch the show again and again and again, they're so devoted to, and their love for God is so strong that the Lord pour His anointing on them and miracles start happening in their lives. And I thank God for all the people who listen to Henry Grover and men like him and learn what he did and do what he did. You know, once he taught me about prayer walking, when I hear about a person getting killed, I drive over there and I prayer walk that area. And he said, you can drive by. Most of the time, you know, if it's on a street, I just drive by it and I pray over it. A man got killed at a gas station. I went over there in my neighborhood, and I drove by. I went there to buy gas, and I prayer walked. Why? Because I'm reclaiming that land where blood was spilled. It's important to do these things. It's not just something to be impressed over. You do it, and it works. We can, if we apply ourselves, we can do what others have done. The Lord is not a respecter of person. He do these things in our sight so that we'll just latch on to it. When they woke Jesus up in the boat, he acted like he wished they would have done it. He acted like they should have stopped the storm. They had been around him long enough to catch on. Why did you wake me up? Why didn't you handle this? That's how he acted. And then he said, peace, be still, and the winds obeyed him. We can do it too. We are just like him. As he is, so are we in this world. But people still want to keep that old style religion that don't work, limited. People act like we're wilderness wanderers. We are not wilderness wanderers. We have been washed in the blood of Jesus, and that means a lot. We can do whatever the Old Testament prophets can do. Find the people that are willing. You know, there's a lot of sharpshooters, but every sharpshooter is not a gunfighter. A gunfighter will shoot to kill. A sharpshooter will take out targets. But a gunfighter can shoot to kill under pressure, and it's a big difference. And the man that survived will usually be the gunfighter, the man that's willing to shoot. Now, we have to take on the things of God as our own. It's time out for sitting on the sidelines, wishing and hoping that God will do something. Why not just pay attention to do what God is putting on your heart to do? It's important, it's possible. And God is great. He's good. He'll train you to carry the anointing. And you know, I listen to the short versions of Henry Grover's story, and it's impressive. But when you listen to the teachings, you learn it's the love walk that set the stage for this. Paying attention to the Holy Spirit. allowed him to clue you in on more truth. See, we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We're shaped wrong. We think too limited. But you got to let all that old stuff go. And look at what you can't. Your prayers do avail much. You can shut down pockets of darkness that you know of. If you see evil happening, shut it down. Just shut it down at your will. It's not important. So what Satan is doing is not important. It's not sanctioned. It's not authorized. It's already unauthorized. If he's doing something, it's unauthorized by God. Shut it down at your will. The Lord gave me a message saying, don't let the devil have nothing. And I know that's double negative, but sometimes the Lord will use double negative to get a point across. He said, don't let the devil have nothing. And recently, the Lord said that Satan wants to start a war. I said, and you know, I didn't catch on immediately, but I said, Satan, you ain't starting no war. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. So it's delayed. Take what God has given you and use what God has given you to do what God said to do. If the Lord brought it to me, he knew what I would do. And that's why he brought it to me. If the Lord brings something to you, do something with it. Tell Satan no. He already said, don't let Satan have nothing. And that was in the 80s when the Lord told me that, in the 1980s. And here it is, 2020. I'm wondering whether I should shut the war down. Sometimes we're not as speedy as we need to be. But I thought about it, and I repented and took authority. And God, we need more. See, there are people just that would love God just like me and you would. And they are out there stranded in this world. We need to get them out of this world. We're going to live forever. I'm not in a hurry for the Lord to come back. Even though he said his return is imminent. And I know his return is imminent because he said it. But he said it to alert us. He didn't have to say nothing. He could have just came. He could have said it. He already said it. But it woke me up out of my bed. Not just the one I sleep on. It made me want to do more. Because there are people out there stranded in this world. They have parents on dope, alcoholics, divorced. They're going through all kinds of trouble. They don't understand what we understand. But if they did, they'd love God. And they're out of covenant right now. When they need to be in covenant with him. Knowing that I'm going to live forever, I don't care when the Lord come back. I want to just use all the time that I have to do his will. And I want to be as anointed as possible so that we can get the job done. It's the anointing that do the work. And if I yield myself and stay devoted to the Lord, I can do it. And you can do it. Anybody can do it. Students will do this revival. Do whatever you do. Pray. If you love to pray, pray. If you love to study, study. But don't be afraid to go and do what God said to do. You have to put action to your faith. And it's not something that you can do in one day. It's a lifestyle. Some works of God takes your whole life. And you got to take time. You know, Henry Grover, they asked him in Japan, how did he stay so positive? And he said he enjoys the things that's right. He don't just look at what's wrong, because that'll consume you with sorrow. But he looks at the flowers. He looks at the things that are right, the things that are progressive. And he enjoys life. And that's what you have to do. You can't just look at the negative. You got to receive the goodness of God. And that's what I do. I take time. I take breaks. I try to start with the Sabbath day. On Saturday, I try to just do what I want to do at home, read my books. I read those books Steve Quayle write. They are huge. Steve Quayle, it's full of information. I thought I could just read it in a weekend. I take time and digest books. I don't just skim through them. I'll read a chapter and think about it. You know, he did the research for you. He's got book references in it. And these things are very important to understand. And, you know, people they work so hard to promote a lie, just like the Philistines. They parked the ark right next to Dagon, and every day that stupid idol of theirs will fall over, and they pick him up. And people like the Smithsonian, they hide in giant bones. They still trying to keep a false narrative going to dumb people down. Anything that proves God true, they want to hide it. You can't, it's like Doug Hackman said, the truth can't be silent. It's over time, it's coming out. The truth cannot be silenced. But see, when we follow God, we expose the truth, and we also expose the liars and the lies for what they are. Truth can't be silenced. They trying hard to. They pick up Dagon, then he fall and broke his neck. Then left but the stump of him, broke him in half. And then they got tumors on their private parts, trying to prop up Dagon. And then they had to make 5 gold rats to represent the 5 lords of the Philistines and send it back on an ox cart. So the emrods leave. God know how to fix things. See, he's going to shut down all the darkness that people have done, the darkness that people are doing, the traps. He's going to shut down what they've been doing in secret. He's going to shut it down. He's going to protect his people, and he's going to destroy their dark plans, their plots. That's what he said. He's going to destroy their plots. Now, I don't know how he's going to do it, and I'm glad I don't know, because they won't see it coming. And I'll know it when it happens. All I need to know is God he's destroyed their plots. And they're not going to work. And I know what Henry Grupper said. I know about the cities that's targeted for destruction. And God is going to shut it down. He's got this. We need to concentrate on the anointing and what we can be doing now, and shutting down darkness as we find out about it. I like to be in the know. I can believe the things that Tom Horn and Steve Quayle and all the others are talking about, these Jeremiah class prophets. I know they wouldn't want me to say that about them, but that's when you look into what's happening and the knowledge that God has given them, you know, God don't do anything till he revealed it first to his prophets. And some people don't like to be called a prophet, but that's just the way it is. If God chooses you to reveal something to, you're doing the work of a prophet. And I thank God for every man of God. And I trust what they say, because it's coming to pass. You know, I remember when Steve Squill in 2019 said, after this year, Branson, it won't be normal anymore. And guess what? It's not normal anymore. And I don't believe it'll ever be normal again. Well, not what we used to. See, the real prophets, their words don't, they don't have to call themselves a prophet. Their words don't fall. And I thank God for it. But God gives us the heads up so that we can prepare, so we can pray, so we can do what we're supposed to do. Not so we can stay in bed. Got to get out that bed and do what's supposed to do. You got to put action to the words that you love. Now God is coming back, and I want him to come back in full glory. I want people to be waiting on him. I want to rescue people out of this world, and they're cheering them on as the sky lights up. God loves us. And I want people to know He loves us, and I love to see people that love God and not people that try to get out of doing stuff. You know, people are always hanging on the world, trying to find some excuse. If you want an excuse and a lie, Satan got plenty of them. But you got to break through all that. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is never out of time. He will talk to you as long as you will listen. And He'll say things that will just saturate your whole spirit, man. Because He loves you that way. You can go in prayer, ask your questions, and He'll answer every one of them. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. Remember, everything that God does is beyond what we could think of on our own. And He'll show you the easy way to do great things.